Bear down, Chicago Bears. You know, Bill, we have our Sox fans, our Cubs fans. We love the Blackhawks, but we all come together for the Chicago Bears. And one of my favorite players in the studio right now, Charles Peanut Tillman.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
What a lovely voice you
I'm
have.
I'm trying to work on my radio voice because you have such a cool voice. It's not deep, though. That's not what I'm getting at. But
that
your voice
is a good radio voice.
That's a great
right
radio
now.
Voice.
Why, thank you. Thank you.
You were just saying that when you get excited, your voice gets very high.
Yes, it does.
So when exactly does that happen?
Like games or when I get excited about certain things, you know, food or something like that. Yeah, I get oh, my God, that was amazing. Yeah.
We all do that.
You should always talk that way. That would be great.
It would be terrible. People wouldn't even talk to me. They'd be like, oh, here's that high-pitched kid.
You know what it sounded like? Did you used to watch Fat Albert when you were a kid? There was a guy named Dub Donald.
He had like a green sweater or something.
The pink hat pulled over his head.
Yeah.
That was Dumb Donald. I got him confused.
Rudy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mushmouth.
We had Bill Cosby on with us a couple of months ago, and I said, and I know it's been a long time, but I said, can you name all the Fat Albert and the Cosby kids? He reeled them off. Bill remembered them all.
I used to watch it as a kid. It was a
great show.
Good show.
Great show.
Hey, hey, hey. Yeah.
The Mushmouth is the hardest one to do.
Was that he was like Abatobajub?
That's him.
Abatobatobajub. Abadominob.
See, when you want your voice to be low like that, just think of Mushmouth, and you could just do it like that.
Do it like that.
That's perfect. Oh,
how you doing, ladies? Charles Peanut Tillman here. And
how'd you get Peanut?
My aunt Renee gave me the nickname Peanut when I was a kid. See,
that's not you.
It's not. I'm a. Yeah.
But did you know it would stick that decades later that people around the NFL would love you with that nickname? Because that's a classic football nickname now.
So my aunt Renee gave me the nickname when I was, I don't know, as soon as I came out of the womb. It was just like, wow, he looks like a peanut. So it was just one of those nicknames that just stuck.
Did you come out with a monocle and a top hat? Like
no,
Mr.
it was just one more push. My mom's name's Amber. One more push, Abria. Hey, it's a peanut, just like that.
Didn't feel like that to your mom, I'm telling you.
I'm sure it didn't, but yeah, I was just really small, and I didn't really grow till like high school.
Really?
Oh yeah.
And then it all kicked in.
Then it all just kicked in. My wife and I were like the same height in eighth grade.
Yeah.
You've known her since eighth grade?
I've known her since eighth grade, man.
Is that cute?
That's terrible.
Why is that terrible?
Never got to experience nothing. No, it's a good story.
You know you're on the air.
I know.
Have you thought about this at some point from a marketing standpoint? You could sell this to Planters Peanuts, to any company.
Well, if anyone from Planters is listening, come holla at your boy.
Because Roberto,
y'all
Garza,
know how to get in contact with me. Roberto Garza's got
all kinds of food out in the marketplace.
I know he's got Telemundo and Univision hook. He's got all them. Yeah,
I know.
When they come to the Bears, they talk to him and only him because he's the only one that speaks Spanish. Like he's got the whole Hispanic community sewed up. I'm just trying to make that crossover. I just don't speak Spanish, so to all my Hispanic community out there, if y'all got some endorsements or whatever,
you're interested.
Holla at your boy.
All right, so when you're not on the field, you're bowling?
I try to be a bowler. It's not great.
What's your average?
Double digits.
Double digits.
That's not good at all.
Yeah, double digits.
All right, there could be some improvement, but double digits is better than single digits.
I don't have the wrist action like I'm supposed to.
Oh, no.
Now, I have really good form, though.
Yeah.
If you like took a picture of me bowling, you'd be like, dang, he good as hell.
See, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
But my fear is I'd be bowling next to you because I see you play football. My fear is you'd come up and you'd punch the bowling ball out of my hand. I'd fumble the bowling ball.
See, then I'd break my wrist and my hand and my knuckles will be bad. No. See, my problem is, you know, maybe it's just because I'm a guy. Like, I want to roll the ball as hard and as fast as I can. So I get focused on just like, just like power. But
where it comes out the back of the bowling alley.
Yeah, like Bam Bam. Yeah, I want to do that, but every time I try to do that, like, I get gutter balls in my wrists, and it. So I have to roll it slow.
Well, you're doing this pro bowler tournament. Why are you part of it? Because your double digits.
People like to do what I don't like to do, so I'm trying to accommodate to them. to my fans, and people like to bowl. Mm-hmm. So
I was in a bowling league with when I worked overnights at the Loop radio station. Mm-hmm. I had nothing to do during the day after I woke up, so I was in a bowling league with these 75-year-old women, and they were kicking my ass.
Yeah. Golden girls can bowl.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I got a friend. She's in a bowling league, and she is like cutthroat bowling. What? Don't talk about my bowling. She's just like hardcore bowling.
Charles, we know that a lot of the money that's raised at this event, it's going to the Charles Tillman Cornerstone Foundation. And this is what? What exactly is the Cornerstone Foundation?
So the Cornerstone Foundation is something that my wife and I, we started in back in 2005, or really 2008. We switched our mission once our daughter got sick. But, you know, we're helping chronically and critically ill children. We're helping families. We're helping them get resources, for their time while they're in need. This money right here will go toward the Charles Tillman lockers. It'll go toward the Tenderheart Luncheon that we do. It goes towards what's the other one? I can't think. We do a tickets. We give football tickets away to Soldier Field.
Oh, that's so nice.
To Bears game. Excuse me. We do those. There's various different things that we do, and the money that is received today goes toward those current programs.
It's an eye opener when something happens to one of your own children. Life takes a different twist, doesn't it?
It makes you grow up a lot faster. You know, I had my foundation in 2005, but we were education based. And I thought we were doing some good things. Ernie Duncan was on our board. Now he's the Secretary of Education.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, we're doing good things. But, you know, my daughter got sick, and that was kind of when I wanted to switch that mission. I wanted to do something else. And, you know, since then we've helped a lot of families, and I'm having a lot of fun doing it. It's been real cool meeting a lot of these families and the kids. You know, the thing I've learned about kids, not only from my daughter, but I don't care what the injury, kids are just resilient.
Yep.
Thank
so
God.
Damn strong.
Yep.
Like, I mean, I'm amazed. I had tonsils taken out when I was like 26. And I was in the bed for 2 weeks, didn't say nothing. My voice got really deep then, you know, not talking for 2 weeks, big frog throat. My daughter had her tonsils taken out. She was good in like 2 days, you know, and I'm just like, are you serious?
Yep.
Like, that's just the spirit of a kid. And I love it. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now how old is your daughter?
Which one?
All right, the one that had some heart issues.
She is six. She is 6 years old.
What's her name?
She better be in school right now. Tiana.
Tiana
Renee Tillman.
I heard the commercials. I remember when she was having her issues, and she's doing well.
Yes, ma'am. She's awesome.
That's sweet.
100% healthy.
That's so important. It really is. I know you've been through some struggles with this, Charles, so that's nothing but good news. What does it do for you when you see these kids? I know you do some hospital work. You go and you see kids who just idolize you, and well, they should. Doesn't that make you realize you're heading in the right direction?
Yeah, you know, one of the things I learned when we were in the hospital was kids, when they're in the hospital, they're kind of robbed from their childhood.
Sure.
Because they have to spend so much time
in
the hospital. And the thing that I tried to do was just make them feel like a kid. And what basically I would just, I like to look at myself or think of myself as a big kid. So mm-hmm. I would just, I don't know, we just hang out, play a game. Why are you laughing?
Because you're thinking of yourself as a big kid.
Oh, okay.
We all think of ourselves like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you especially.
Yeah. Without the deep voice. No, we would just, I don't know, I would just hang out and just do dumb kid stuff. Like, we would just be fun, clown around, play jokes, things like that. And, you know, I think that's what it's all about. And laughing, man, just trying to get them to laugh and just forget about their pain. And I think laughing is the best medicine.
Sure it is.
It just makes you forget about all your pains and sorrows and, you know, that moment. So my job was easy. I just tried to just make them laugh and just forget about what they were going through. Mm-hmm. They had the actual hard task of dealing with it and, you know, trying to get through that moment or situation.
All right, so it's the Charles Tillman Pro Bowler Tournament.
Say
celebrity.
Say it
so I can't.
Say
I can't
faster.
Do all
try
this.
It. Try it. Do it.
I might have a lower
do
voice
it.
Than
do
yours,
it.
But
try
I can't.
Try
Charles Tillman's Celebrity Pro Bowler Tournament.
That's
Who are
faster.
Some of the celebs?
Right now, I have Tim Jennings, Craig Stelts. Now, I only have a few now. The thing about athletes or my teammates, you got to ask them at the last minute.
Really?
Because you'll ask them today. You'll, oh, yeah, I'll be there, man. So sign me up. And then you'll be like, hey, you remember that event is tomorrow. Like,
What are you talking about?
See what happened was I bought a plane ticket and I'm going to South Beach to party.
Oh, no. That's so, not more important than this.
I'm not going
to
make
it. Who could say no to you? I can't imagine.
Man, everybody
really,
says no.
Yeah?
Everybody says no. Yeah, man. I just don't understand. But no, it's fun. You come out to Rosemont, Kings Lanes, my teammates, myself. You can go to charlestillman.org. There is general admission June the 12th, 6 p.m. We can bowl. We can have some drinks. Have a good time. Money's going to a good cause. See you guys there. We can do some skydiving, right?
Yeah, it's in the area.
I have my own bowling ball.
If you have your own ball, you're good.
That says something.
It's only 8 pounds because I don't try to throw it through the back of the bowling alley.
But see, I have fat fingers.
I'm talking precision, Charles.
Maybe I need to... You got shoes? You ain't got no shoes?
I don't have my own shoes.
Okay. Well, Charles, if you got your own ball, you're good.
Consider this. Paint the pins to look like Green Bay Packers, and it'll make us want to knock down more pins. You know that.
That might be a good mental image that I could picture.
Yeah, definitely do that. Charles Tillman is here. We'll talk more with Charles next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. In the studio with us is Charles Tillman. Many call him Peanut. We're among them. Charles, how does the Mark Trestman era differ from the Lovie Smith era? How is the attitude different? What is the difference between those two?
I would say, how can I describe this?
And who's more exciting?
They're both exciting. I think they're both exciting in their own way.
Yeah.
I'd probably say the difference, obviously the main difference is obviously Lovie is a defensive head coach. Coach Trestman is an offensive head coach. But, Coach Trestman uses a lot of big words.
Does he? Yeah.
He's very smart. Big.
Do you need a pocket thesaurus so you can look things up?
Sometimes I'll be in the meeting like, what the hell does that mean? Where's my thesaurus at? Oh, okay. That just means work hard. Okay. Why not just say work hard? But no, they're both good. They're different, though. But I think that's what makes them unique because they have their own coaching style.
Yeah.
You know?
A lot was made this weekend of the Michael Sam story. The Rams drafted an openly gay football player. What's the big deal? Is it a big deal?
I don't think it's a big deal. I think he should be judged on his play.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of whether you agree or disagree with his sexual orientation,
yeah.
The only thing that I really care about is can you help me get a Super Bowl?
Right.
You know.
That's what should matter.
Yeah, that's what you should worry about.
Did you see the jerseys are selling like crazy? They haven't even issued him a number yet.
Oh, no, I don't. I didn't know that.
Yeah. They can't keep his jerseys in stock. They've sold out immediately. It says number 10 because he was drafted in the 10th round, but that's not going to be his number. But people went nuts to show their support.
I'm sure he's got a huge following from, you know, from the gay community, so I'm sure that helps him out too as well.
Absolutely.
All right, and what do all these people do with their Urlacher jerseys? Is there like a recycling program or something that we could do?
Keep them. This dude's one of the greatest. He's one of the best. I got an Urlacher jersey.
Do you?
What? I'm keeping mine.
Don't you miss just seeing, I mean, just his mere presence there on the field had to inspire those around him, right?
Yeah, but I mean, the friendship was there in the locker room. Not just his presence, though. He's a great dude. One of my good friends.
Yeah.
One of my great friends. Good dude, though. Keep the jerseys. Don't throw them away. If you do, give them to me. I'll take them. I'll have them sign on. I'll just have a room full of Urlacher jerseys.
And are you jumping on the Hawks bandwagon now, or are you a Hawks fan?
No, I am. My wife is she's on the on their board.
Yeah?
She's on the Blackhawks foundation or charity board or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I go to a lot of games because of my wife. My wife is like the celebrity around the Blackhawks, so she gets the tickets, and I just brought her coattail. So we get to go to I really get to go to all the games because of my wife. My wife gets the tickets.
Did you give her a good Mother's Day?
I did. I gave her a card, which I have like sloppy handwriting, and I was writing something, and I made a mistake on the card. And I was like, you
gotta didn't scratch it out.
I tried to correct it, and it was like a little baby small scratch. So I thought about getting white out, but I thought that would look very terrible.
New card.
It was too late. I got the card the night before. I'm a dude. You know these stuff. We procrastinate. I get this stuff like the night before. I called. I was like, hey, I'm at the store. You need anything? Knowing I had to get, you know, a card for it. But I wrote the sentence in my head, it sounded good, but when I wrote it out, it was incomplete.
Uh-oh.
And I tried to like add on to it to make it correct, but I couldn't like go back. So note to the dads or people out there, before you write on the card, have it.
Scratch paper.
Or, yeah, scratch paper.
Good idea.
Or put a lot of space between each word in case you need to add a word in
yeah.
later.
Yeah, yeah. I was using the old school, you put like a, I don't know.
The
like
carrot a, or the arrow.
It was like an arrow to add a word.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
You know, like
insert
was,
here.
Insert, yeah. It was terrible.
See
new,
page
new paragraph.
Two.
Yeah, I edited my own and it was terrible. I was like, I'm a.
You should have had Coach Trestman help you with the word there.
Right now for trying to scratch off the words. It was, I felt bad.
I'm
it
telling you,
like,
have Trestman sitting next to you saying, try this word, put that word in there. That guy,
yeah,
it would work.
Next time I will. Next time I will. Charles, he wrote a book, so he, yeah.
You gave her a day to herself. You took all the kids out of the house. That card doesn't matter. You gave her the good gift for
yes,
Mother's Day.
Yes, and my son got her some soap, which I thought was funny because I was like, she say? Yeah, he made her some. They were in school, so he made her soap.
Oh,
sweet.
And it smelled, it actually smelled pretty good. I can't wait to use it tonight.
That's the sweet-smelling Charles Tillman of the Chicago Bears. Kings Lanes Lounge and Sports, that's in Rosemont. It's a Thursday, June 12th event. If you like to bowl, if you like the Bears, it's all there for you. Give the website again, Charles, for more information.
CharlesTillman.org, and that's Tillman with two L's.
Mm-hmm. Great seeing you.
Thanks for having
me. We hope
me
this
back.
Is a big
yeah.
season for the Bears. We all really do.
I do too, man. I want to have a parade right here on Michigan Avenue.
Wouldn't that be nice?
In the cold when it's like negative
yep.
15.
Fingers are crossed. We
I'll
want that to
probably
happen.
Probably be smoking a cigar, you know, big stogie going down Michigan
That's
Avenue.
That's fine. You can
Go
get
Bears.
Away with that. Yep. Thank you,
Thanks.
Charles. More after the news. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.